Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty.
Meringue-a-tang is going to be a thing.
You're not coining anything new.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
All fellows with monkey sounds in there and call it good.
The old like Danny Meringue pie.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
The Fan.
Good afternoon! Oh,
Hey! Happy Thursday, everybody. Danny and Dusty with you. The Meringue-a-tang is back.
Just for today.
How, yeah.
Gone again tomorrow.
You're hooping and summoning tomorrow. We'll dive into this a little bit later.
Yeah.
How was?
A lot of basketball, a lot of people in town.
Yeah, this is like an event, your sports pants get tight for.
I did the count last night. I was like, okay, how many actual decision makers did I see in the building? And I got 11.
11.
11 GMs were in the building
11
last night.
11 D.
So.
11. And yeah. If you wonder, like, why this is Nike Hoop Summit such a big deal, like the news today that the Pelicans, they have that pick swap option with the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. They're going to push that to 2025.
The first round pick, they could either choose, do we want their first round pick for 2024 or 25? They're like, yeah, nah, dog. You can keep it this year.
Yeah,
we're going to take that next
year.
We
want that next year just in case the things fall off.
IOU for next year.
Which is what everyone will do.
Because everybody sees writing on the wall. You see that video of LeBron on the bench last night?
No.
Dude. It was like, you know how LeBron can get super mopey?
Oh,
we
yeah.
We all know this. It was super mopey LeBron on the end of the bench
staring
by himself.
Staring off of nowhere?
Chin in his hand, just sitting there, just staring at the baseline. Everybody else got up around him and was like going to the team huddle during a timeout, and he just sat there.
Mm.
It made my heart warm. Not because LeBron. I love LeBron.
Did you call your son in? Hey, come here.
It's like, hey, you want to see this, you little turd? But it was like that. It was almost that realization that this ain't it. we don't have that yet.
Yeah. No, I mean, I still don't think you want to see him in a one-game tournament, that's for sure. But
no.
But yeah, there's a bajillion people in town. We'll talk about the guys that were in town. But you immediately saw between the world team and the U.S. team why everyone is so excited about 2025.
Well, we don't want to bury the lead here. Happy Masters Day, everyone.
Mm.
Happy Masters Day.
It is indeed Masters Day.
Hello, friends, and happy Masters Day. It is
hello,
such
friends.
A great feeling.
The weather is cleared up.
The weather. The weather delayed the start of the Masters today. But
for a good
couple of 3 hours.
Yeah, that'd be a few hours.
Yeah.
Because at Augusta National, we use proper etiquette and grammar. Mm. It was a few hours. Mm. The wind was a howling. Mm. But the azaleas are in full bloom.
Mm. Can you imagine if they weren't?
The people in their green jackets, members at Augusta, sniffing their farts and making sure the patrons do not get too close to the action.
Mm. Gotta keep the pores out.
Brought to you by SJ.
At all cost. Keep the pores out. It's such a great day.
It is.
I sat there and this morning got on, was ready to watch all the action. Weather delay.
Womp.
But then I had to go and judge a science fair.
Oh.
Yeah, it was great.
Did you rig it for your kid?
No. My children did not participate in said science fair, but need the volunteers. But being the fine father that I am, I was just, the Masters app is the most glorious app in the world. Why don't any, if you have an app, Odyssey, please, just call the people at Augusta National, call the people at the Masters and say, what'd you do? What'd you do? Because that app is perfection.
Because it's not, you know why the app works so well? Because the app's not about marketing. It's not about penetration into the region. It's about delivering the product. That's all it's about.
What a concept.
Yeah. Everyone can make that app. It's not hard.
You can't, but
it's, I promise you, it's not hard.
The way that it works, it's user friendly.
It's idiot proof.
It is fantastic because you can just go to watch live and I can, oh, there we go.
There you go.
I'm gonna turn that down. This morning, after I judged the science fair, I watched holes 4, 5, and 6. I had my featured groups all ready to go. You can watch the featured groups once they get going. You can do Amen Corner. You can just watch the traditional broadcast. You can watch 15 and 16. And then you have my group where you go on the leaderboard and you do your little boop, boop, boop. These are the guys I want to follow. And they'll just take you right to their shots in the my group. And it works perfectly. Yeah. You want to go and you want to see a guy's shot? I showed you. Jake Knapp had a 354-yard drive uphill today. And I was able to just go, click on his profile, and then, boop, right there. You get every shot from every player that you want to see. And it's right there.
It's crazy that there's an app out there. You can just go look at whatever guy you want in their hole.
And guess what? It works. There's more than one app for that, Danny. But it works. And it's idiot proof, and it's perfection, and more people need to do it. How often do you open up, like, hell, I think ESPN has a good app where you can go to watch ESPN or ESPN Plus.
As long as you don't have to log into the Disney, Hulu, ESPN
every
thing.
Every single
freaking time.
It's like, how many times do I...
have to log in every time.
It's like, how many times do I need to click remember me?
Yeah, or when you're logged in and it's like, log back in, you're like... But I didn't log out.
But the Masters app, it works every time. It's not even Sex Panther. It's better than Sex Panther. It's not ESPN Plus is Sex Panther. 60% of the time, it works every time. This is, and maybe it is that we only have to rely on it once a year. Is that what it is? It's like they have a 4-day window, and damn, do they nail it. But it makes me feel good.
Yeah.
And just looking at Augusta National, like, look at that.
It looks absolutely incredible. Also,
number one sports venue in the world, in my mind. Number one sports venue in the world, Augusta National Golf Club. And I know it's all fake. I know it's dead half the year. But you know what? For this weekend, it's perfect. There isn't a piece of pine straw out of place. The fairways are cut at like an eighth of an inch. It's just glorious.
More than the old course?
Yes. Way really? More. Yeah, the old course is kind of ugly.
Oh, I know that, but I mean, like,
yes, this is better because it's pristine. It's you have the history, tradition, and it is perfect.
I'm not a soccer guy per se. I enjoy soccer, but it's not my favorite sport. Bernabeu, that field for like Champions League. I mean, during regular play, it's incredible too. But when it's like Champions League and it's going, it looks fake.
I don't even know what you said. What'd you say? Bernabeu?
Yeah, Real Madrid. Their field, the venue, and the the emotion, the passion. It is, I said Real Barca. The way it looks is just incredible. But yeah, I think this is certainly up there.
This is it. This is it for me. And then I'll go. Oof. I'll go Augusta National number one. Number two, in my mind, the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
The Rose Bowl is glorious, and it's an old stadium.
Yeah, I was trying to think of old baseball stadium. Because Yankee Stadium's new,
and
so
then
it's out.
I would go, if I'm going baseball, it's either Wrigley or Fenway. Yeah. I mean, that give you...
I'd probably go Wrigley or... Dodger Stadium.
Dodger Stadium is up there. Chavez Ravine. Football, you got
Fenway's a hellhole.
You have Lambeau Field. I always get the feelings when I see Death Valley on a Saturday night in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Yeah, that's up there.
Because they have every 5 yards are marked, and that kind of gives you the little bit of a big
kind of
big
you,
game
pulls,
feel.
Pulls you
just
in.
Looks different. You have the Tiger Eye at midfield, like Tiger Stadium. Go Tigers. That one for me in college football, I love seeing that. Lambeau Field.
Did basketball ever says New York, yeah, but the Mecca, I don't. Mecca.
Basketball arenas, the only one that looks unique on TV is Staples when the Lakers are playing
the
lights are out around it. The court is lit up. Other than that, they all just look like basketball arenas.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, wah, wah, wah. But Augusta National, it's number one for me.
I'm going
number one.
I think that's
final answer.
That's a fair argument.
Yeah.
I don't want to push back entirely, but I want to push back just
go
because
ahead, do it.
I do.
just because it's in your nature.
It's in my nature. It's
who you are.
Just not accept that right away. But it's a good answer. It's a very good answer.
Yeah. I love it.
There's no doubt. It's easily top five.
Yeah.
Unquestioned top five.
Oh, it's just a beautiful, beautiful place. And it's a... It is one of the few places that is ultra stuffy, but is like something that average Joe would be like, yeah, dude, I'd love to go there.
Reminder, I have Everett Ropp down there this weekend.
Yeah, he's leaving mañana.
Yeah.
If you want to see a mailed-in show today, 2 hours and 47 minutes from now, I present to you when I, Everett Ropp, Izache.
Yeah, Izache is going to be out of the building. I tell you what, you know what the great thing about the Masters is?
Yeah.
Is the horribly missed shots. I don't know who this is that I just hit this, but he...
Makes you feel normal.
Yeah, he just put one in the trees, and on his next tee shot, he is a foot away from the grandstands. Although we saw somebody go into the grandstand already.
Will Zalatoris.
Was that who it was?
Will Zalatoris.
Oh, that's a scene straight out of Happy Gilmore.
He went deep in... But that just goes to show you, I get mad when I play golf sometimes. Usually, I keep it within myself, and I'm like, I'm not good enough to get mad. But there are those times where we all hit our breaking point, and we're like, Grr! And I always have to remind myself, like, professionals.
Shank this.
Like, I saw the best golfer in the world right now, and there's very few people that will argue... Nobody is playing better golf right now than Scottie Scheffler. We saw him hit a drive that went probably 90 yards off course. And I was like,
it was like, been there.
You know? Now, his second shot, far different from me because it would have taken me three to get back in
to
the fairway.
Out of there, yeah.
From where he was, and he hit like this low little laser that just curled right around back in the fairway, and he saved par. I don't have that shot in my bag.
No, you don't have that?
But I sit there and I go, if he can't hit it straight every time or where he wants to, who the hell am I to get mad?
Mm.
You know? Who am I to get mad? Because I saw when we talked with Bob Herrig the other day about Tiger Woods, why do you keep coming back to compete?
Mm-hmm.
I just love golf. For me, it's like, why do you keep coming back to drink? I just love golf. And that's it for me, right?
I like it.
That's the life I'm living right now. But Masters is back. So happy Masters, everybody.
Indeed. To all who celebrate.
Yeah. And there's no
way. I'm not being anti-golf right now. I'm not being anti-Masters.
I knew you would come around.
It's not that I don't... It's for me, I enjoy watching it. It is not the thing that I am absolutely positively have to watch unless it's a tournament that I care about, i.e. a major, or there's a preeminent name being played. However, there are golf sickos on this station who watch every tournament, no matter what it is, where it is, at the butt crack of dawn.
Yep, that's right. Well, it is like the only thing. The Golf Channel will have like tournaments on, and they'll have like sports on. And so I get that because like we haven't talked about this. You see that NFL Network has like just
laid
said
off good, everyone.
Well, they said goodbye to Good Morning Football for the offseason. It's a weird move.
Yeah.
It's a good show. Good show. Love it. They're moving it all out to LA. But
I'm sure that's cheaper.
Whether you like when you're in here, we don't have sound on. So who wants to watch like Get Up or First Take or Good Morning Football when there's nothing on? There's nothing on. So they just put on a sport.
I still like whatever sport thing is there. That way the breaking news or whatever pops up immediately too.
But, yeah. Yeah. Okay. I could see that.
But see, the thing is, let's name names. It's Dirt.
Well, yeah.
Dirt is a golf sicko.
Yes.
And it's not that he's just putting on a sport. He's like actively interested in the golf that is going on. And it could be like the Taipei Open. Like, and it's like, because it'll be on the same freaking tournament two days in a row. And I'm like, okay, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't need this.
You're also clearly locked in.
But we don't know what is on during their show. Have you ever flipped on the Golf Channel from 6 to 9 a.m.? Maybe it's not the Trans-Asian Pacific Open.
Yeah.
You know, like which apparently that's a thing where it's like, yeah. It's not just the Asia Pacific, it's Trans-Asia Pacific Open, not, and that's not transgender, that is like transcontinental, because they have Australia in there too.
Headlined by Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah. The NAIA made headlines today.
Yeah.
They were this week where it was like, no, trans athletes. But no, it's the Trans-Asia Pacific Open. I don't want to watch that. No. I don't know if that's on it between 6 and 9 a.m., though. Maybe he's watching, like, swing technique, and you don't know. Maybe he's taking his putter out, and he's getting putting tips during the break.
I think they'll turn on other sicko TV in there, because a lot of times they'll come in, it'll be on, like, FanDuel TV, and you'll see some horse
that's
racing.
That's Sprague. Sprague watches like the betting shows,
yes.
And it's like easy
dog
there,
racing.
Easy yeah. There, Mizuhara. Like let's take it back a notch, bud. But
what we're saying, there's a lot of dirtbag TV on when we walk in,
and none of it is from us.
No,
but never from us.
No, mine's always on one of two things. It's on the NBA or MLB TV.
All right. Let you want a radio? Let's show this thing, but let's show this bad boy up.
Do we have to?
Yeah, we do.
Are we contractually obligated?
Yes.
To at least run
the
brakes.
Well, not to sports, but that's
to at least run the brakes.
To shift to something else.
And hopefully somewhat close to on time.
All right, well,
I just love to say this. The same shot that I hit at the old golf sim the other day, leaving the old chip short,
yeah.
Kim just did the exact same thing, and now I feel better about it.
Times are tough.
He just chipped that thing a whole foot and a half.
We've all been there.
Just grabbed the edge of the rough and went, and stopped.
All right. Hey, we're getting answers on Shohei Ohtani in this betting scandal. And whoa, buddy, it's a doozy. This is gnarly, folks. We'll give you, by the numbers, how bad Mizuhara is, his former interpreter at Sports Gambling, and now Shohei's story is making sense. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Damn, do they nail it. It makes me feel good.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
503-864-6326 is the Vancouver Ford text line. Your dollar goes further at Vancouver Ford. They treat you right before, during, and after the sale. Visit them online, vancouverford.com. You can also join the conversation on the YouTube chat. YouTube.com/1080AM, the Fan. Okay, this is a wild story. None of it made sense when the news first broke last month of Ipe Mizuhara, the interpreter for Shohei Ohtani, wrapped up in a gambling saga. And to kind of recap how this all went out, remember, the story first broke, it was Mizuhara and Shohei Ohtani's agent had both said, hey, Ohtani gave Mizuhara the money to go ahead and pay off gambling debts that he had racked up. And we were like, whoa, red flag.
To be clear, you said nothing made sense, as in it now makes sense. It makes less sense.
I think it does. It does make sense as you piece together what's coming out. A little bit more of how we got to the point where that initial Ohtani, great friend, paid off the debts of his interpreter, and we were like, yeah, right, you probably bet on baseball, buddy. Because immediately after that, the lawyers for Shohei Ohtani were like, he didn't pay this off, this Mizuhara guy stole it. And all of us were like, yeah, okay, definitely was betting on sports then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we were all like, all right, let's see how this whole thing goes. Well, yesterday the New York Times released an article kind of outlining a little bit. And this is the important thing here, is that if you take what the New York Times reported yesterday, the court documents that are being dumped today, and what the national writers and what ESPN is putting out there, you can kind of see how we got to this point. Because in the New York Times article that was released yesterday, they were saying that basically how this all played out is Mizuhara is pleading guilty and just saying, I did it. I stole $4.5 million from Shohei Ohtani to pay off the damn gambling debts, and hand up, I did it. Right. And then in the New York Times story, they say, yeah, but what we're hearing is that there's more. As part of this, you had, they were saying in the New York Times article that what happened in South Korea is that when this whole thing came to light, Ohtani's agent and Mizuhara were talking, and were like, hey, what is going on here? And Mizuhara told the agent, he paid off my gambling debts for me. And so the agent in Mizuhara then went to ESPN at the time, and that's where we got the first version of this story. Okay. What the New York Times says in their article is that Mizuhara addressed the team in South Korea about what had happened, and in English had told the team, like, hey, you know, Shohei, he paid off my debt, and, you know, I bet on sports, I didn't bet on baseball, yada, yada, yada. Well, according to the New York Times, Ohtani knows enough English to get the gist of things, and after Mizuhara had addressed the team, was like, no, he didn't.
Just went, word?
Wait. I didn't do that. And that's when the lawyers got involved.
Mm.
So, and so that part of it, the agent in Mizuhara didn't want to go to Shohei because, like, I don't know, they're getting ready to start the season. And it was like the day before their game. Don't know why this is the case, but they just said, Mizuhara goes, yep, he paid off my debts. Boom, we're good. And they went to ESPN with that. Then Mizuhara addresses the team. Shohei's like, no, gets his lawyers involved. Mizuhara gets fired. And we were all left with way more questions than answers. Okay. So we kind of get an explanation of that. And that makes sense a little bit. But when I read the New York Times thing, I was like, hand up, still very skeptical of what happened. Today, we get this trove of documents released
from federal investigators.
And
so, reminder, federal investigators.
My goodness. As we are now learning the details, and this steady trickle is going to be coming out for hours because it's a lot of documents, we now know how Mizuhara could steal this money from Shohei Ohtani. I just want this to be very clear to you two in this room, any of my friends that are listening right now. If there's ever a time in my life where I have $16 million that you guys can steal from me and I don't notice, times are good.
Yeah. go ahead and do that.
Times are okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't see that happening. But what we're finding out is it wasn't $4.5 million.
It was just that one time.
It was upwards of $16 million that he skimmed from Shohei Ohtani. How can this happen? Well, the documents are showing that Mizuhara called banks pretending he was Shohei Ohtani because he had a bunch of his financial information. Because as we talked about this when this new story first broke, he's his best friend. He is like his right-hand man, the one guy he can rely on. And so he wasn't just an interpreter. He was a guy who handled business stuff for him. And apparently there was a bank account that Mizuhara, Shohei's agent, was like asking, hey, what's up with this bank account? And Mizuhara would keep telling him, no, it's a private bank account. He doesn't want a lot of people to know about it. Don't worry about it. Like, everything's on the up and up. Everything's good. What was happening with that bank account was, as money was going in, he was called the bank, pretended he was Ohtani because he has all of his personal information, and got them to change the phone number it was attached to, the email address it was attached to, and turn off any notifications that went to Shohei Ohtani about withdrawals and wire transfers on this account. So Ohtani's sitting there thinking everything's all right. And this is, by the way, another reminder, even the greatest athletes, very bad with their money.
Yes. The greater the athlete, the more likely they are bad with their money.
So it is making more sense of how this is happening, even though for most of us out there, it's like, no, like, I know my finances. I know what bank accounts I have. How in the world could you let this happen? Well, for Ohtani, when you have accounts in Japan, when you have several accounts in the United States, I guess I could see how this happens. This is a gross mismanagement by his agent, his financial advisors, obviously the interpreter, and Shohei Ohtani too.
What's insane about $16 million is it's significantly less than 1% of his total wealth.
Yeah.
And which is why it happens.
But so
it's insane to think about when you put it in that perspective, but like, it is a metric crap ton of money. But it's also, in the grand scheme of things, for him specifically, it's not even a drop in the bucket.
Yeah. For most people, this is a couple hundred bucks going missing.
I don't even think it's even that.
Yeah, right?
Like, it's
like, he's like, yeah, For the average person, it doesn't make sense.
No.
It doesn't.
Because our brain can't compute that. The numbers in here that blow my mind, it's not the $16 million.
It's
the total bets.
The bets, and those are...
19,000 total bets.
And we need to get to that.
Hey!
And we need to carve out a big chunk of that, because $16 million Ipe Mizuhara skimmed from Shohei Ohtani.
We know in this account.
Is the... tip of the iceberg. Yes. With this guy, he is a sleazeball of the highest order, because the details, the text messages that were exchanged between the bookie and Mizuhara, the details of what Mizuhara was telling Shohei's agent, and what federal investigators, by the way, are saying, Ohtani fully cooperated, and he's in the clear on this, because of the lengths that this guy was able to go to in order to get this money. 19,000 bets, and he started betting in 2021. Okay?
Like December of 2021. Just a shade over 2 years.
How do you get to this point? We'll get to the nitty-gritty, because, buddy, this is mind-boggling. The money and the amount of bets this guy made. That after Rust with SportsCenter.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
All right, we got a bunch of documents being dumped by the federal government on their investigation into Ipe Mizuhara, the former interpreter for Shohei Ohtani, who stole apparently upwards of $16 million from Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, dang.
I think we can go to Shohei Ohtani for a response to this.
You can kiss my ass.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Wow.
His English is better than I thought.
Whoa. Right? That's actually the real scandal here, is that his English is a lot better than you thought.
But the numbers are crazy. You mentioned the sheer number of bets. Dude started betting in 2021. 19,000 bets. How do you do that?
I don't know, because it says it averaged 25 bets a day. But if I go... I guess it is 3 years. I was still in 2023. I was like, how the hell? Because 25 bets a day is average, 9,000 bets a year.
Which, how you do that?
Good God. Like, that... This is an unhinged level gambling. So it's 19,000 bets in all, which... Okay, well, how much was he gambling? We were talking about this upwards of $16 million that he stole. That's what we know from this account, because he had bets that he placed. This is the real degeneracy, is that he was making $10 bets and bets as big as $160,000.
Yeah, like the average bet was $12,800.
That's such a weird range of bets. That why are you stealing millions but betting tens?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, what's
maybe that's the beginning. Like, we don't know when these bets were. Maybe it started there, and then he got hot, and then obviously
no, that didn't happen, because my man lost a lot of money, because in that 19,000 total bets, $183 million in losses,
$142 million in wins. So.
That's a negative, essentially $40.6 million. So $16 million not covering the 40, which that's a hell of a vig.
Well, I think this is where we might go, where's that other, what
24.
Is it? $24 million. 25. On November 14th of 2022, Mizuhara messaged Bookmaker One, according to federal documents. Quote, "I'm terrible at this sports betting thing, huh? LOL. Any chance you can bump me again? As you know, you don't have to worry about me not paying. Dude had an open line of credit with the bookmaker because he and the bookmaker knew that this was this is how it was going to play out. He was going to get the money from Ohtani. He was going to be good for the money because he had his scheme. And when everything came to light, there's also a text message between Mizuhara and the bookmaker that says that they basically, he goes, Mizuhara said, you know, you see the news reports? And the bookmaker said, yeah, they're all BS. And he said, no. Mizuhara responded, no, I stole the money. I'm done.
It's all over for me.
Yeah, I'm done. He's done. Cooked. Boop. Out. That is where you go, okay. I mean, these are the personal text messages here that he's sending the bookmaker about, I'm good for the money. You know I'm good for the money. And
not even
taking it in
the
shorts and knowing that it's stolen money. Yeah, not even using a burner phone. It's 2024. What are we doing? Yeah. All of it is just, I mean, this stuff out of a movie. Like, I don't even think movies have even jumped this far of the manipulation that you're going.
Yeah, no, the thing here is that you can still tighten the tinfoil enough here and be like, this is all cover.
Yeah.
It's all cover for Ohtani.
Yeah. He said, technically, I did steal from him. It's all over for me.
That feels, without even the screws being placed on him, and he's squealing like that. That feels a little too fake.
Okay. We got conspiracy theory Danny here. Yeah, that feels he's gonna go.
We don't even have the authorities involved yet. He's not even in a room, and he's just, I'm done. I'm cooked.
Well, I mean, at that point, wasn't he? when that clubhouse meeting happened, and Ohtani was like, "That's not what happened, bro." At that point,
no, because what happened was he was ferrying money for Ohtani. That's what happened here. He's betting on baseball and baseball alone.
No, no bets on baseball, according to the. Okay, the now you're not even listening to the federal investigators do they have to lose here?
Look, I mean,
none of the bets were ever on baseball.
Only thing that they're just tracking the books of a bookmaker, so they're off. Like, they're not actual books.
Yeah. All right.
It's just the word of some bookie who's laying money for him.
It's like, you mean it's in the computer?
But, I mean, bookies do keep very close tabs. It's not like...
Well, sure, but you can alter it if you know where the money's coming from.
Here, good here's Lord. The books that I want you to look at. Pay no attention to these ones over here.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. By the way...
Those are just my wife's recipe cards.
Yeah.
God. You guys, this is how idiots and conspiracy theories start.
I'm making fun of him here. That's what's happening.
You just made fun of last week all of the people with the solar eclipse.
Yeah.
And like, how do you
human
get to that
sacrifice.
Point?
I'm meanwhile, just talking about gambling.
Meanwhile, you're like, all of the information is right here for you to take in. And you're like, nope, that's not it. That's not it at all. By the way, the local Southern California bookmaker.
Danny has done his own research.
Yes.
You and Aaron Rodgers.
Look, man, I want to see the actual transactions. That's what I want to see. Prove it.
Go read the court documents.
Well, the court documents, they can be doctored.
And you still won't believe it.
They're all just handwritten. They're not actual records.
The initial bookmaker that we had known to be connected to this was Matthew Boyer, right? The Southern California bookie.
Not I ever Rop.
The U.S. attorney for the Central District of California and the IRS and Homeland Security, who are investigating Boyer.
All made up.
Have connected him to a former minor league baseball player. Is also
comes back to baseball.
Is also involved in this, named Wayne Nix. Nix is a bookmaker whose clients include Scottie Pippen, Yasiel Puig, and Maverick Carter. Yeah, who's LeBron's bestie in this.
Jeez.
That was buried at the bottom of that ESPN article.
Oh, yeah.
But you're looking at the sheer volume of bets, the numbers of bets, average wager, $12,800. Largest wager, $160,000. Smallest wager, $10. He lost $182.9 million on bets while winning $143 million in bets.
My man sucks at this, or he needs to get his units right.
He was a really bad gambler, and he is not good at it. And he stole upwards of $16 million from Shohei Ohtani.
I want to know if, like, I'm for anybody wondering, I'm joking about the Shohei stuff, but I do want to know if these bets were laid with a casino or if they were laid with this, like, via this bookmaker, or if this bookmaker was like an old timey bookie.
They're old timey bookies.
Who's like handwriting this stuff in there, because that, my the one conspiracy here I will pull there is it's very easy to be like, he wasn't betting on baseball, when in reality he very likely could have been, because it's just handwritten books.
Yeah, 19,000 bets that they found. I mean, it's not like they are just winging this. The details that they have are pretty...
But I mean, like, you could very easy code it, translate it however you wanted to. Like, that's one little conspiracy I do have in there, because if you're seedy enough...
You have no details.
No. And my justification for this is, like, they're so adamant that no baseball lines were crossed here with 19,000 bets.
Yeah.
And this guy was so seedy that he stole $20 million from his best friend.
Well, no, they're getting their information on the bets that he made from the bookie.
I know that. But
they got all of his information. So you're saying that, like... Instead, because these bets were on like soccer, tennis, I think golf was in there too. So you're saying that
he had a moral
code
to
change team names and player names, like instead of a Shohei Ohtani, it would be like Andre Agassi.
Yeah,
that shows you how few tennis players I know right now.
But you understand
Nadal
what I'm saying? Like,
Djokovic?
That he's so willing to go, like, he's such a degenerate gambler. That shotgun spray the entire sporting world. But he's upstanding enough to not touch the integrity of baseball. Like, are you kidding me? That's believable to anybody else?
Really? I will say this, that from the information that they have, and I don't know why. And I think the federal investigators in this, they would be smart. What? Okay, why would they not say that it was baseball at this point?
Because of the way that could look.
So federal investigators care about that?
No, but I'm talking about the bookmakers. Because of the way that could look. I mean, why roll
over? No.
Why roll over further? Well, if you're that bookmaker and you're hoping that maybe someday you get paid, why would you roll that?
By who? Who are you getting paid by?
Whoever pays out on the back end of this. Because somebody owes somebody money.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm following that. But I can see where you're going with the...
Just the idea that somebody that this diabolical...
Yeah.
That would steal this much money from their best friend. Yeah. And would gamble across the sporting world, would somehow have some code, be like, I'm not going to bet on baseball.
Yeah.
That's like the one hair that I'm pulling there. Of like, really?
Yeah, it is hard to believe.
Really?
That is very hard to believe that he didn't bet on baseball. But, I mean, the feds are saying no. But I don't know. Maybe this is the best thing Rob Manfred has done as commissioner of baseball, if your conspiracy is correct. Is that he's keeping baseball out of this.
Please go look at the MLB jerseys.
Yeah. And for those that don't know, like, we mentioned the names at the bottom of the ESPN article that are tied to another bookmaker named Wayne Nix.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is the names that have been attached to him, and there is no further information. Scottie Pippen, Yasiel Puig, and Maverick Carter. Maverick Carter is a business manager of LeBron. Yeah. And I have no idea anything about that.
That's Spring Hill Entertainment Industry, stuff like that. That's what he does. Somebody's asking if that's an NBA agent. You're thinking of Rich Paul.
Yeah, Rich Paul is the clutch. Is the agent that of LeBron James. But, I mean, you're talking about somebody as close to LeBron as possible.
But also the bookmaker here that's important. It's not just that his name is Wayne Nix. That actually doesn't matter. It's Southern California bookmaker. Where what is illegal in Southern California? In California,
sports betting.
There you go,
sports betting.
So there's guys that people with lots of money in sports know who to go to.
Yeah,
that handle money for them instead of just hopping on a freaking plane.
Yeah. Just go to Las Vegas. Like, well, and that would have stopped him from racking up this much debt, having to go to Vegas.
Yeah, just absolutely unhinged.
These stories are wild, though. I mean, and it's going to get worse as the documents that the feds released are, there are so many details in it that we'll find out more as this goes on. But what we do know. Ohtani has been cleared by the feds. There's a reason why, and everybody's like, well, why isn't Ohtani pressing charges? It's because that this is kind of the order of operations on how this will all go. They're finding, they gathered all the intel, they're getting all the information, and then what they're going to do is Ohtani's lawyers are going to pounce on this. And look, Mizuhara, 30 years in prison. He's looking at 30 years in prison.
Oh, I mean, the wire fraud,
bank
fraud.
International wire fraud,
As I said, federal investigators when we started this. This is, I mean, 30 years honestly seems light.
Yeah, well, I guess it's at the court's discretion. They can.
This feels like a lifetime kind of thing.
Yeah. Boy, that's a lot of money.
It's not even just the money. It's the number of transactions.
Yep.
And like the number of occurrences. Like this, I've never heard of somebody laying this. I have a friend who is very, very, very intelligent, went to MIT. He gambles for a living. It would be very hard. It's hard for me to imagine him laying 19,000 bets in that time period.
Yeah.
That's legitimately. Like that is such an insane amount of wagers. It hurts my head.
And that's probably why he was the first one to get popped. I wonder, and it makes you think of how much action are these guys taking every day?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Nuts.
All right. 503-864-6326. That's Vancouver Ford text line. We'll continue some of your thoughts on this next. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Ha! Holocaust from the land of the lost. Behold the pale horse or cook. Follow me, Wu-Tang gotta be. The best thing since Starks and Clark Wallabies. African killer bees, black watch. On your radio, blowing out your watch.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
503-864-6326, the Vancouver Ford text line. Look, the Ohtani story with Mizuhara it's crazy to think about, like how this all happens. But and at the time we were all very, very skeptical. And I think that what happened was the change. If Ohtani's lawyers came out immediately and it wasn't his agent and Mizuhara talking to ESPN at the onset saying, no, he lent me the money.
Mm-hmm.
Would we look at this completely differently?
Probably.
Nobody would be as skeptical.
Yeah. And
right?
The thing is, because it doesn't, obviously none of it's on the up and up, but like the language barrier and the translation and him stealing the money, like I don't think Shohei's wrapped up in this anymore, but the idea that Mizuhara didn't bet on baseball. No, I don't believe
that's crazy. It is crazy.
I don't buy that one.
Tech says this was literally on that SNL Shane Gillis rock bottom gambling scene. Yeah, we played that audio.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to bet on your friend absolutely falling apart and possibly stealing money from you?
The other one says, dude's an idiot. Pick the Angels to win instead of fading them. No wonder. What if that actually is it? Like, they're just like, oh.
And they're like, that can't get out. That can't get out.
he can't let him. Like, he's a bad gambler, but this is just way too bad. He's betting on the Angels all the time.
It'll make Artie Moreno look bad again.
This text is, we have somebody one person's riding with you on the tinfoil hat. I agree with Danny. So you had good morals not to bet on baseball, but you didn't have the morals to steal $16 million from your homeboy?
Yeah, I find that super hard to believe.
Oh, man. Yeah, this is something like, you know, this text says, we say athletes are only focused on one thing. How many of us have a spouse that handles all the finances and we just trust them and never really look under the hood? I know $16 million is a lot, but that many is equivalent to 10K here or 5K for normal people. And it's less.
It's less. I'm normal and I would notice 5K in an instant.
Yeah, no, it's less. It's like a couple hundred bucks.
If that.
You know, it's like, but it's still wild. It's hard for me to wrap my head around the fact that that is not a lot of money and a man can. I still think the bigger issue here for me is how easy it was for Mizuhara to represent Ohtani and basically control
his bank account. Or one of his bank accounts.
And to make sure. And yeah, that's the other thing too, is for other people that, you know, maybe we have one or two bank accounts. Professional athletes have.
I'm sure Shohei's probably got upwards of 20.
Yeah. Where you
got investment accounts, money. Sponsorship accounts, your diversified accounts that, you know, they handle all of your real estate, your cars, your whatever things you purchase. Like I'm sure it's guys who have that much money have an endless amount of accounts that are designed to maximize your capital.
Yeah, man, that's wild.
Yeah, absolutely nuts.
That's wild, dude. That's wild. All right, 503-864-6326. Keep it rolling in. Tiger Woods, y'all, he's about to tee off. The Masters is underway. And somebody that the world loves to hate is in the lead. Next on The Fan.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.